Catch some kokanee this summer at Flaming Gorge Reservoir. We're bringing out the downriggers next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Catch some tasty kokanee at Flaming Gorge Reservoir. Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse talks about tackle.
We were targeting kokanee because they are so delicious to eat. And basically, what you do need some way to get down to depth if you're going to fish for the kokanee, because they really are anywhere from about 30 feet to 60 feet. And I caught almost all of my fish at 51 feet is where I had my downrigger set. And that seemed to be the best depth for me. But some of the people that were also up there at the same time that were kind of in our party, they were fishing at about 35 to 40, and that's where they caught their kokanee. So they were kind of all over the place, but my best bet was at 50 feet. And basically how I was fishing was using a dodger, about a 4.5-inch dodger, and I was using the silver with a pink stripe down the middle of it, kind of the digital pattern of silver reflective tape with the digital pattern and then a pink stripe down it. And then I was using a pink squid, and of course I was using a snubber. That seemed to be the best combination that we were using. You know, we caught some on some other colored dodgers and slightly different squids, some wedding ring spinners. But that seemed to be the best for me, was that pink squid. The key, I think, at least for me, when I've been using them, is I try to have that squid only about twice the length of the dodger behind the dodger.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.